Riggy, tough one to take, mate. That was a performance that deserved to get something, probably even all 3 points. Things really didn't go our way today, though, did they?
No, I thought we were the better side in the first half. We created the better chances. Although without creating too many clear-cut chances, I thought our team performance was good. And at half-time, we knew we just had to continue doing what we were doing, but just be a little bit more patient and a little bit more creative in the final third and not rush too many things. And then we get concede, as we've done so many times, such a soft, poor goal. People not taking responsibility, you know, a wide man doing a full-back's job, a full-back doing a centre-half's job. It allowed them to throw it into someone's feet and then to set back, drive inside, cross. And then we just, you know, the ball was allowed to go between too many people for the lad to finish. And even at that point, you know, I still wasn't too concerned because I thought we were playing well, thought we'd get back into the game. And then we had the chance with Josh Dawkins that hit the crossbar. And again, it looked like it might not be our day, which we've had on so many occasions. Then we finally score. And looked like, you know, at that point, I feel we're looking strong. We're going to go on and win the game. And then the referee absolutely kills us. First of all, it's our throw-on. The linesman gives us the throw. The ref overrules him for some stupid reason. Then they from the throw-on, the lad gets off the shoulder. He's offside. Bang in line with us. A good yard offside. Linesman doesn't give that. And then the goalkeeper comes out of his line. Their player heads it past him. They collide. Maybe it's a free kick. You know, it's a yellow card at most. It's certainly not a sending off, and it's an absolute ridiculous decision. And then from that point, you're up against it. And as we done here last year, funnily enough, we were compact out of possession. I thought we were very disciplined. We limited them to very few chances on goal, and then created probably one of the best chances of the game with Ben Seymour Shove, and he's got to hit the target there. And if he hits the target, we go 2-1 ahead and probably go on to win the game. And then we should be standing here, Nigel, probably praising the players for the way that they've gone about their business and a well-earned point that we could have probably took 3 from. And then we have absolutely nothing to show from it because, yet again, it's an individual mistake and it's a very, very poor individual mistake. You know, unopposed, no pressure on him, just completely miskicks the ball.
Yeah.
You can't... What can you say? You know, I don't know what to say. It's an absolute sickener. I feel sick. I think the players feel sick. But if we don't improve, don't take our chances when created and continue to make silly mistakes like that, we're going to be in a relegation battle, that's for sure.
Looks like it at the moment, mate. But even with 10 men, there were still times on that pitch where we looked the better side.
Nigel, we're a good side, but we've got 11 points, so we're not that good.
Yeah.
So let's stop saying we're a good side. And until we start putting points on the board, we're a relegation side. Because at the minute, we're right down there. We're right in a dogfight. I'd be surprised even after today's results if we're not in the bottom three. And it's okay being good, but if you don't pick up results, you're not good. And at the moment, we're not very good because we're not picking up results. So unless we improve and put things right, it's going to be a long season.
It looks like it at the moment, mate. Spot
right,
on.
Cheers.
Thank you very much. Cheers.